The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, side note, we're recording an intro right now, so you should record.
No, Tim!
Sorry.
I was thinking Jurassic Park with a Tim.
Huge surprise! Tim's not here again! This is episode 170 of Thinking Outside the Long Box!
He's in a tree. He's in the tree.
That Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, we're recording now.
Nice.
Two people are watching.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 170 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And today is our listener interaction episode, so feel free to join us whenever we're doing these at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. And it's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us on social media, but there are a bunch of other ways that you can do that. Find them all at totlb.com. Yeah. Let's do this thing. So we spent the last, hour and a half or whatever, just talking about our year's best. The things that we love, the things that we didn't like. Do we want to recap any of that for this episode? Or
out of here.
I don't know. What do you think? Do we want to recap any of that, or do we just want people to go back and listen to it?
I don't care. Whatever.
How helpful.
Raisins!
For those of you who haven't
been listening, I love a lot of things.
For those of you that haven't been listening to the last few episodes, Doyle has become progressively more stoned on Benadryl.
Yes.
Which is weird. You look crazy tired right now.
Yeah.
Very tired.
No! I will clean it up.
Use that hat.
No.
I think there's towels in the bottom drawer in the kitchen that you should.
Hey, Tim, you son of a bitch. Hey, Dom. I'm glad you're alive, buddy. We love you and we miss you.
I'm sorry that you were in the hospital, man.
Yeah, you were in the hospital for a long time.
It looked awful.
Except for your cool yellow socks. Those looked amazing.
That bottom drawer right there? If there's no towels in there, I'll just have to grab you another one.
This dog might lick it up.
I hope not. That'd be really gross.
The whole crew's gone, everybody, on Facebook.
Doyle just doesn't know how drawers work. So. So, I don't know. We talked about our year's best. I know my favorite TV show this year was Watchmen. My favorite comic book was Conan. My favorite...
His minion socks is what Dom just said.
Nice. My favorite movie was Knives Out.
Dom, you have to convince John to come hang out with us in the morning.
Yeah.
Now he's always rafting and doing stuff, and he's never at the store that early. We need to record up there again at some point.
He don't want us to.
He doesn't like us, but it's
he doesn't. Right. It's okay. Come to terms with it. Dom barely likes us. Are you kidding me?
If Dom dies, he'll have no choice.
My favorite trailer was Midsommar. So,
yeah, that's an awful movie.
What do you remember?
What do I remember? My ABCs. I don't know what it, he never
has any time.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I'm with you.
I mean, admittedly, I never have any time.
Except for on Sundays when we record.
No, this is...
That's
this
when
is
I...
filled up time.
Yeah.
This is definitely not time to do something else.
I don't know. What did I like? What trailer did I like?
Godzilla.
The Godzilla and Rise of the Skywalker. My favorite movie was Endgame, with a close second being Reboot and Terminator 2. Three.
There's definitely already a Terminator 2. That is better.
And there's already a Terminator 3, too.
That was worse.
Dom is a terrible messenger right now.
Yeah, he says, now he shares the misery of no time to do shit.
Now not know. Now not know.
This is a very low episode. Low energy.
Low. Down low.
Look at your eyes, bro.
Dude, I can't.
if you get pulled over, which
you're going to jail,
somebody's gonna have to give you a ride home. Yeah. But if you were to get pulled over, a cop would straight up be like, "How much weed you just smoke?" Because your eyes are cashed out red.
Dom said all about Roadhouse.
Well, maybe the Benadryl's wearing out, and that's what's killing me.
So we did talk about how great Roadhouse is at length in that episode.
Oh, it's so good.
It is so good.
Pain don't hurt, but these eyes do.
It's all about that, Dalton.
Yeah.
Maybe you're allergic to raisins.
No, I'm definitely allergic to cats. That
would be amazing, by the way.
I'm like, just like, no, eating 100% death. Yeah. It's definitely the cats.
There are a lot of cats everywhere in this house. Cats.
There are 1,000,000,000 animals in this house.
I agree.
I believe there are more cats in this house than you know are in this house.
It's very possible.
Just a brand new cat up there. Meow! Where'd that one come from?
That's a dog. So, run through really quick, like, favorite trailer, favorite movie, favorite...
Favorite trailer is Top Gun Maverick. Favorite movie is...
Why are you laughing at that?
It makes me laugh every time he says it. I don't know.
Dude, I get emotional watching that trailer, bro. I'm like, so good.
You're all,
I am. I don't care.
Danger zone.
I don't care. The movie's amazing already, I can tell you that. Favorite movie was Joker. Favorite comic was House of X, which is over now, which is sad. Fucking Doomsday Clock's finally over, which is not sad. Holy shit. Should have happened a long time ago. And favorite TV show, I think, was still Walking Dead or 9-9.
Fatmus Llama.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Followed us.
Cool.
Fatmus?
Fatmus Llama.
Ooh. That's a Somalian. And unfollow.
Hey, Fatma. We appreciate you.
It just sounds like a Somalian name.
It's very possible. Maybe it's your coworker.
It could be Fatma.
That,
I don't know.
That's why I was like, maybe I work with this dude.
Maybe it's the coworker that ratted you out saying that you can't get fired.
You can't get fired from where?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. He can't get fired from nowhere. He's too.
I can get fired. I also am on a different shift now. I'm like happier.
What happened there?
I asked if I could go to a different shift, and the next day they put me on a different shift.
Are you still shipping? You still chipping?
Mm-hmm.
You still whatever hat you wear?
Yeah. Different job, but.
Same hat color.
Now I plan more of the loads than I did before. But I'm also more just by myself than interacting with
other peons. People.
We went from 5 to 2 viewers right there.
Sorry, beeps. I ship beef.
And that's weird.
Beef
that's
products.
Weird. Mine's going.
Oh, it's going live. Now one person is watching. Could be. Oh, it's a leash.
We lost Dom.
Dom's like, beef, I'm out.
Yeah.
Dom likes beef.
Not when it kills his colon.
Likes beef too much. That's why he's got that diverticulitis.
No, that has nothing to do with beef.
That has everything to do with beef.
No, it doesn't.
You know how I know? Because I don't. You don't.
Thought it had a little more to do with the fisting, but beef probably is.
That is a long way to be fisted, by the way. That is a like long way
into
in there.
Your intestines.
That's like elbowing.
John's arms are pretty long.
Oh.
There it's is a mental joke. Image
and
that
meaty.
I don't need.
I don't either. That would be a super weird Thursday video when they're selling comics. This week in Hall of Justice, John fists Dom. Also, you can buy this copy of.
What the fuck?
I don't know. We've got off the rails.
Always.
We have no topics for this. I always remember I need to bring topics for this episode.
We never have them, and it always works out fine.
Just say hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Love you, Chelsea. She's the best. We have to sign a calendar for her when it comes in, yes. And then I have to send it back out.
Those should be here really soon.
Yeah.
I think the 31st.
Tomorrow?
Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Tuesday.
Tuesday, the shipping thing done. Says. Hopefully we'll get him.
We'll have to have a signing day, which will only be like 20 minutes because there are 25 calendars.
Yeah, exactly. They'll take half an hour.
A signing brunch.
I do love brunch.
You'll be like this during it.
No, usually acts are really good. No, at this time of day.
Usually you're falling asleep out. Every time.
Pretty much every
episode.
It doesn't
matter what time we record, your ass is always falling asleep.
Oh, that's bad.
No, it's about the same. We make fun of you about the same every single time.
I can actually feel it today.
You definitely were straight passing out.
Yeah, because I couldn't stay awake.
You're just like, I'm going to nod here.
Yeah.
We have been meaning to talk to you about your heroin addiction.
Hey, Chelsea, any cool new products? I want to learn about new products.
Ooh.
Any cool things that are getting etched and sketched on aside from glasses and such? A bong? Did you send her a bong yet?
No.
Weren't you going to get a bong done?
Their glass ones are expensive. I just haven't bought them.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about bongs.
Probably looking at like $100 just
really? For a glass. Just for a plain glass bong?
For like a good size one, yeah. Oh.
I thought you were whistling at Bailey.
I was like, who the hell are you whistling at? It's Petrie.
I was like, why'd you whistle at Bailey?
So we talked a little bit about what we're looking forward to, and you had mentioned something that you had forgot in the last episode.
Oh, Bill and Ted is coming out, I think, next year.
The sneak peek of that looks hilarious.
I think so.
Yeah, they're like filming it now.
Is it? What if it doesn't come out until 2021?
I saw Eric Hollis took a picture in front of the Circle K.
What if it comes out the exact same day as John Wick 4 and Matrix 4?
Like, park way the fuck up here.
I didn't know we had podcasts, otherwise I would have punched on the street.
It's all good.
No, I know you do glass. I know that, but I mean, is there anything different aside from glassware, like cups and things?
Say,
so I mean,
like we did the tiles, and that was different. I know you've done bongs before. The salt and pepper shakers were different. I didn't know if you're searching out for weird stuff to put your name on.
The circumcised foreskin breast.
What is wrong with you?
Of a newborn male.
Ears gross.
Oh, Christmas, you'd have to have a pretty strong Christmas ornament, I think, to be etched and sketched.
Them, don't
yeah.
They?
Are there?
Yes.
Chelsea, you think you could do Christmas ornaments next year?
That'd be pretty
cool. Or now, and then I'll just save him for next year.
Hi, Virgil.
Fuck you, Virgil.
Don't be mean to my friends. He's watching in our feed.
I'm just giving
it. Ignore one. Yes. He's a dipshit.
Doyle, your dog's pooping.
What in the hell?
Ooh. We're all watching a dog
wow,
poop.
Wow, that's gross. Always looking for cool stuff. We do. She turned into Yoda.
Always looking for cool stuff, we do.
And yes, we have can.
I assume that has to do with the Christmas ornaments. She is straight
Yoda. I'm sorry, Chelsea. That's funny.
Yeah.
There's disinfectant wipes over here. Man, your dog is taking the role of Tim pretty seriously.
just shitting everywhere. So how about you guys? So we just did our year-end episode. What are some of the pop culture things that you guys liked this year?
My bad, I answer as a hero.
Oh no, we're just joking.
No, we're way behind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
You do the same thing with doggy bags and stuff.
He's all excited. He's like, give me my poop back.
Wow, this is riveting.
I know. What a great...
Hey, watch party.
So,
what are we talking about?
Well, I'm trying to get them to talk about what their favorite things of 2019
Who's
were.
Who's all watching?
I don't know. Like 6 people, it says.
I wish you told me who they were. Track them. It doesn't tell me who's watching.
So what are some of the things that kind of made your shortlist one but didn't make it onto the list?
A ton of stuff.
So what...
We talked about it during the shows, but we just recently watched Toy Story 4, and I thought that was great. The Exorcist TV show, I think, came out in like 2016, but I just watched it.
Right.
And it's fucking good. You should definitely go watch that show. Because it's a, if you don't know, and I didn't know until like 7 episodes deep.
You only get one season, too.
Two seasons. But it is a complete, it's a direct sequel to the first one.
Oh, okay.
And so it ignores that any of the other stuff happened, because I think there were four?
There's a lot of shitty Exorcist movies.
Five of them, I think.
Five? Four or five of them, but it ignores the first. It ignores everything after the first one, and Reagan makes an appearance in the first season, which is really cool. I just put in Exorcist because I wanted it to bring up anything that kind of had those kind of tones to it.
Yeah,
and it happened to be a series from the movie, and so I just started watching it, and I fucking fell in love with it. It's a really good show.
Nice. So how about you? What are some of the things that like were kind of on your short list but didn't quite make it?
Chelsea said John Wick.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of John Wick lore.
John Wick's definitely on the short list for movies.
Yeah.
Wick, Toy Story 4, Fast Color, like I said. That movie's really good. Watchmen.
Sabrina.
That show's really good. Yeah,
we talked about that at Colorado Springs.
The last season was last season was very good. Sorry, it's the last season of Stranger Things. I thought was the weakest season, but still good.
Oh man, but I don't think I've even seen the third season of Stranger Things yet.
It's very good. I just think it's the worst of the three, but it's still that's a very high bar for the show. Lost in Space, the second season is actually very good so far.
I didn't watch the second season.
The Witcher was amazing. I just, like, binged that whole thing.
Oh, buddy, that looks so good. That's all I hear about. There's fucking memes everywhere. Everybody at work just is, The Witcher, they're just saying bullshit.
I haven't had enough time to compress it if I like my fave, but it's good. A lot more titties in that than I thought there would be.
That's what Ashton said.
I heard a lot of boobs.
Ashton said there's a lot of boobs.
Yeah, it's like The Witcher plus The Witcher sees some titties. You witches titties. Yep. Those are all great shows and TV shows, TV movies.
So I definitely have to mention Don't Fuck With Cats.
Brett Fisher, what's up, buddy?
That shit was crazy good.
Which one?
It's called Don't Fuck With Cats.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like a crime documentary, like a 3-episode crime documentary.
It's about crime.
Yeah. Chelsea said Altered Carbon. That was really good.
You out of here?
Yeah. That was last year, but amazing. I agree. Taking forever to get a second season from a Netflix show.
Bye.
Later. But then the new season is coming. So it taunts me.
I really, really.
Tatanka?
There's a show called The Toys.
Chelsea said Altered Carbon too.
That's what I said. Oh, okay. Chelsea said Altered Carbon. So I watched that show on Netflix, The Toys That Made Us.
Yes.
So they've made another show called The Movies That Made Us. That's kind of like the backstory. Effectively pop culture classics. There's an episode about Dirty Dancing, an episode about Die Hard.
Oh, movies that we love.
Yeah. It's called The Movies That Made Us, but
it's like the same thing as The Toys That Made Us or whatever.
Literally, those are the last like 10 sentences I
looking to make sure my dog didn't get thrown outside.
But I really, really enjoyed that. And I also have to
Raisins! 100%.
I also have to mention that this year. Shut the fuck up.
Gabe abuses animals.
I he's towards
I'm
them.
I'm joking.
Didn't even hit
somebody call the CP...
ASPCA?
The ASPCA, there you go.
Is that the real thing?
Yeah. It is a real thing.
Nailed it. This year is the first year that I've really watched a ton of YouTube. Like,
I've watched so much YouTube.
I've been watching this guy's show, the channel's called Nightmare Expo, and he does like deep dives into like just weird
anuses.
Anuses mostly. Just like weird stuff that's dive on the internet, so like weird YouTube channels and like, you know, alternate reality games and stuff like that. It's like I did not realize how much great content is on YouTube. Like, I don't think I've ever really fully understood that. Last night I watched
a lot of great original content, but a lot of great
creator content.
There's a lot of great creator content.
Yeah, like, I mean, right, YouTube originals.
Oh yeah, there's
most of the original.
That horror one was fucking. So I can't remember the name of it now, but it was fucking good.
Which one?
Came out 2 years ago.
Because Origin was not very good.
I liked. I think that might have been it. Was that the one with Harry Potter? Not Harry Potter himself.
Malfoy. Malcolm.
I really enjoyed that series.
So I've been watching a YouTube original called Could You Survive? And it's like, could you survive Ghostbusters? Could you survive?
Is that the one that's kind of like a game show?
No. It's like, it's kind of like a combination of like a pop culture, like a movies that made us. And Mythbusters, where they're just like, okay, this is the thing that happened in the movie. If we examine that scientifically, would you have actually survived that? And like the proton packs in Ghostbusters would shoot out like streams of proton like this long that you can't see, you know, based on like the schematics that they have, those sorts of things. Did you
die of radiation poisoning?
No, not if it was shielded, right? But like it's just – it's an interesting show, but it's not something Mel introduced me to that show, but I don't think I would have even given it the time of day as a YouTube show.
They have a few.
Been watching so much YouTube.
I'm not saying they don't have any good shows. I'm just saying there's a lot of meh shows that they have.
Oh, for sure.
But I think he's specifically talking about creators.
Yes, I know.
Both. Kind of across the board. There's just a lot of cool shit.
I still watch.
I follow many of people on
hundreds
YouTube.
Hundreds and hundreds of videos of yelling, people yelling at cops.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing in my whole life. But I started following this guy because he always comes up around Christmas time for Porch Pirates. And he was like an engineer who worked for
– Oh, the glitter thing.
He was an engineer who worked for like NASA or some big electronics – some big, you know
– Like JPL
engineering company of some sort. Yeah. And he quit his job to do something else, but he's crazy, crazy smart. And so people were stealing the shit off of his porch. And so he created a box that would say like, you know, JBL or whatever the fuck, kind of some kind of expensive item. And he rigged it so that when they opened it, it would fucking shoot glitter everywhere. And then he rigged it with those cans of fart smell. And so like every 30 seconds or something, it would shoot fart smell into the room too. And it's a 360 camera that he put in there. And so it goes up into his cloud whenever somebody opens it. And a GPS so he could go retrieve his box. And he recorded like 10 people stealing his shit and glitter flying everywhere. It's so funny.
It is amazing.
The rest of his channel is all sciencey stuff. It's he filled a pool with Jell-O and to see how hard it would be to swim in Jell-O.
I saw that video.
And he filled a hot tub with I can't remember what the substance – sand. And he shook the sand enough to where it was like liquid. And so he was throwing stuff in and you'd see stuff sink and his nephews went in and they were swimming. And then immediately when he stopped, you would get stuck. It was just like you were stuck in the sand.
That's pretty cool.
It was fucking cool. I love that stuff. So his videos are all kind of science-y experiment. That's what I love about Mythbusters is they're just – I love that kind of – even though I'm not smart enough to know any of that shit.
But it's cool to watch.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cool to see some of those things that you don't even think of, but you're like, I wonder what it would be like to swim in Jell-O.
It's like that.
Like, it's just cool.
It's like that video of the people that elephant toothpaste like their entire
backyard. People were like, what is this?
People could have fucking died in that video. I feel like
it's very real. Like it definitely breaks windows out on the back of that house. So I also watch like hours and hours of presses just crushing different stuff. Like hydraulic presses just crushing random things.
Unfortunately, I have to. Such a waste of time in our lives.
Unfortunately.
No way. That stuff's awesome. I watched video of this guy that makes like swimming pools out of dirt using like primitive hand tools. Like there's just so much crazy shit on YouTube that's like so bizarre but like intensely watchable.
We could be experiencing the world. Instead, we watch people experience the world.
I want to experience the world.
I just don't have the spare time to go experience the world.
Build a pool and fill it with Jell-O.
Well, I don't have that kind of money, probably. If somebody to just let me
cheap. We just gotta find somebody to let us.
You sell Tacomas now.
It's not so cheap in hundreds of gallons.
you just have water.
Yeah.
You have water. You just have to fill it with lots of Jell-O packets.
And then you have to
get it cold. You would probably, the real trick would probably just be to, no, you don't have to get it cold.
He does do something with it to make it set.
Had to cool it.
He probably just uses gelatin, too.
No, fuck, I don't remember.
There's no way he's just, like, pouring packets of Jell-O into
He did
pool.
The Macaulay Culkin a glitter bomb, like they did a new one with Macaulay Culkin. It was
have you seen the Have you seen the guy that does the video of what would happen?
24 minutes, 25 minutes.
Have you seen the video of the guy that does what would happen if you actually took the damage that the robbers in Home Alone would take?
No, but I bet it'd be detrimental to your health.
It's like they use like ballistic dummies and stuff to show what would happen to your body. Pretty much every single thing he does to them straight murders them.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Like, feel this. This is just from overstretching. Knee's a solid twice the size of the other knee.
I'm trying to find him so I can shout out his fucking, not that he needs our shout out, but.
Right. He's got like 6 million followers or something.
So you could see what, so you could check out his channel, but I can't find it.
It's all good.
Ooh, this might be it. Mark Rober. That's what it is.
Nice.
Mark Rober, R-O-B-E-R. He created a magic rolling ball, a bowling ball. So he cut a bowling ball in half and then put something in it to where he was wearing something that would detect his motions. So anytime he threw the bowling ball and then he moved, the bowling ball would just move
with him.
It was really cool. Yeah, he's got a rocket golf club on here. He doesn't have a ton of videos, but they're very sciencey and I enjoy them.
Sounds awesome.
Does have a ton of videos?
No way.
I'm just disagreeing with everything you said.
Oh, right. All right. I like YouTube. It's a cool, especially because I don't do a ton of actual work and make phone calls and, you know, watch the lot.
Yeah.
And so.
Stand.
That's what you do when you've got nothing else going.
Sell Toyotas.
That's it.
If his month's been anything like my month, he's not selling a lot of anything.
Nah, December's always like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Do you think people would like be in the like Christmas vehicles?
No, that's not really a real thing. I mean, it's like one out of every like 200 people that walk into a dealership.
Right.
That's not a real thing. But people, you can't. It's hard because you're saving money for Christmas and you're spending your wad on presents.
Oh, I know. Just blowing wads everywhere.
AJ said very sciencey.
Very sciencey.
Christmas wads.
I love
Amazon Kitchen.
Amazon Kitchen. I don't know what that is.
Let's look it up.
Is it Amazon?
Yeah, that's the way she spelled it. Yep, it's what it is.
I bet she has a YouTube.
Oh, it's because they smoke a lot, so it looks like it's a bunch of like meat.
They smoke the food.
Correct. But she does smoke a lot as well. She smokes cigars.
Okay.
Outdoor cooking, primitive style.
Best New York pizza, world biggest burger, best steak and tandoor. It's a lot of food. Shit, that's cool.
Tandoor, huh?
I don't know what that is.
A tandoor is like a.
She said in tandoor though, or like she made it in a tandoor.
Yeah, it's like a cone-shaped clay pot that they use a lot in Indian cooking. So. That's where tandoori chicken comes from.
It doesn't look like he believes you when you say shit.
No, I do. I know what he's talking about.
It's where tandoori chicken comes from is it's cooked in a tandoor, usually in yogurt.
I'm going to subscribe us to this channel because it looks amazing.
In the Peking?
No, they make those in Peking, China. And it's just...
I'm actually aware of that.
It's just cooked and then fried, so...
It's very good, though.
It is, with that
crispy sauce.
Yeah.
There's always like a plum sauce.
It's called duck sauce.
So good.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's stoned out of his mind on Benadryl, dude.
I want to buy a CNC machine.
A CNC music
and a
factory?
3D printer.
What's a CNC machine?
It's a like a laser engraver.
Oh, okay.
You put it in, it just... It's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
I want to sell whistles on my 3D printer.
Why?
Why not?
Because whistles are annoying.
So what? Make money, bro. Thinking about anything you could make money on. That's what I'm moving towards. Oh, I will.
You're going to be the whistle king of Greeley, Colorado, or what?
How many whistles do you think people use?
Buddy, there's sports everywhere. People need whistles.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying I'm a coach of a sport, and we maybe need, like,
three whistles.
Six whistles.
That's all right.
For everybody.
Ew, gross. I don't want to use somebody else's whistle. That's fucking gross.
AJ says it's not as precise as a laser, though.
You have to have a whistle that doubles as something else. Something not thought about
well,
before.
Well, you could. So I literally the other day Googled, which is funny.
Who uses whistles?
No. life problems that need solving or some shit like that. Because that's what inventors are right? Trying to fill a need for something.
It's like homelessness whistle.
Side note. Yeah. Side note, AJ, I know lasers are more precise, but I fucking don't have the thousands of dollars to spend on a laser.
He loves his laser.
You can buy a laser pointer very cheap.
He heart emojis
his laser.
Technically
also very straight.
That's true.
I'll never find a gay laser pointer.
Shut up.
What is wrong with you?
He's high.
I'm making jokes.
Hit him, Alicia.
Making moves.
That's not something you should tell your parents.
People who light toast on fire need whistles.
I would honestly like, because some of the lower end CNC machines you can do, like what AJ was doing, you could do coasters and you could do shit on like small pieces of wood and stuff like that. And I thought it would be cool because I like to find different ways to put our name on stuff.
Right.
And so I thought was one reason. The 3D printer, you could do fucking almost anything with a 3D printer.
What was the problem you were gonna solve? You
said I don't know. No, oh. I just oh, that's what just I was Googled just it. To get it in
you,
my mind.
You
yeah.
Googled it and then you were like, eh, like, whatever.
Oh, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, I think. Do better, AJ said.
We need a whistle / something else.
I don't want to use somebody else's whistle. That's gross.
Definitely a whistle sword.
What about a whistle?
Well, I don't you was doing because you're not doing it here anymore.
A whistle that doubled as a chapstick.
You do need to sterilize your whistles. If you're doubled, you dipping on whistles, that's gross.
I think I had a chance.
Somebody's going to give you mouth herpes.
I'm just saying, like, everybody has their own whistle. It's just that we only need, like, six of them for it.
That's all right.
Like, 50 people.
Six
that are
times
there.
You times all the high schools in the state.
Chapstick whistle.
Chapstick whistle? It moisturizes your lips yes. As you're blowing it?
Yes.
I mean, that's not the worst idea I've heard, it's but good. It is in the top 10 of worst ideas I've heard.
Number one being whistle.
Oh, a kazoo whistle.
Oh, it's like a double whistle.
A fucking, what do they call those?
A slide whistle.
Yeah. I've been wanting a slide whistle for a couple of years now.
You know, you can just buy a slide
I
whistle.
I know.
You're like, I'm going to buy a 3D printer and make a slide whistle.
That would be fucking amazing.
Really expensive ass slide whistle.
I would definitely make like some kind of figurines and stuff out of.
Yeah. Out of 3D yeah.
Whistle. You should
3D whistle.
If I had a 3D printer.
You should full life scale make a reproduction of one of your children. Just to freak
that you'd
fuck
need
out.
A big ass 3D printer.
Just
no,
be
you
like,
can do it in sections.
Be like, I
guess you could glue it together.
I made you a brother.
It's really
he
creepy.
Looks exactly like you. He's blue. And he only comes to sleep at night. I want to leave him in your room.
Because he's way too fucking yeah. creepy
that's
for my
creepy.
Room.
We could make our own action figures. We could make our own fucking signs. Anything,
or
bro.
Missiles.
We'd have to charge twice as much for the Doyle action figure, though.
Because it comes with a pea tree.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He comes with an accessory. If you were an action figure, what kind of weapon would you want to have?
Weapon?
Yeah.
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
Mm. Pascal, come back to me.
I'm definitely going to go. There was a Valentina.
Wow. That was racist as fuck. It's not a weapon. I'd drink that shit. That's sustenance.
Podcaster needs sustenance.
That's funny.
I would definitely
with
go
my
with
little hat.
The backpack Gatling gun.
You're not going to carry around a Gatling gun, bro.
It's for real the head. Action figure. When was the last time you carried around nunchucks?
Well, I'm trying to be realistic if I was in the situation that I needed a weapon of some sort.
Since when were action figures realistic? I want the backpack Gatling gun.
Umbrella hat.
Umbrella hat. That's pretty dope.
I don't know what that means.
It's a little hat with a little spinny on top.
That's it.
The hill. Yeah. Propeller hat.
Propeller hat.
I thought you meant one of those little headbands that were an umbrella.
I meant to say propeller hat.
But
I
she said like, your action figure would look like Snorlax. Yeah.
True.
Snorlax is fun. I like Snorlax.
That is true.
I may watch Detective Pikachu today because this just came up on HBO.
Bored.
I thought it was funny.
Thanks, Tim, by the way.
I thought it was funny. Why are we thinking, Tim?
Because I have HBO.
Oh.
I watch his HBO. Gotcha.
Tim has HBO because he stole it from somebody. He's probably just going to.
Yeah, it's probably his parents' HBO, but we're not going to talk about it. What would your backup? So you would have a bottle of Valentina. You have a propeller hat and a petri.
But the propeller hat would be deceitful, like
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. So I would have a Gatling gun and maybe like, I don't know, maybe glasses, so I could see, like the big glasses accessory. Just trying to think of what my action figure would look like. It'd be weird.
Jufro.
Removable Jufro. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yamaka. Right there. Just a boop.
A propeller hat and a sawed-off shotgun.
And a Petri. Don't forget the Petri.
Oh, yeah.
Goes right. He's a tack puppy.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of those fucking Blade 3 vampires.
You just take Petri and you're like,
oh. She don't give a fuck. I'm pretty sure there was like a person all blown to bits. She'd eat him.
Well, yeah, she's a dog.
And she'd go poop on him.
She don't care.
Or pee. Yeah. That's right. You didn't tell anybody, did you? You didn't tell anybody.
She's used to having potty pads. See what I have here. She brought one.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Are we ready?
Not her.
Are we ready for
the end of the world?
Yeah.
Probably.
I gotta get home. To not go to work.
You're not going to work?
I'm gonna try to get out of it, seeing as I'm flat
Chelsea
tire.
Says mine would have to come with a bong. That's probably true.
A bong and a cigar.
Mine's the only one that's scented. You open it up, you're like, oh, smells like weed.
That's funny.
Well, I think that's about
Doyle's
it.
Would come with drool.
And sleep.
Yes.
You open the box and you just pass out.
Joker does that to people
smells
sometimes.
Like, smells like chloroform.
Rape drug. Doyle doesn't rape. He supplies whistles with wine.
AJ says he can't go home. He just got there. I don't even know what that means. Oh, gotcha.
Sorry, AJ.
Sorry, Abando.
You can come. You can go back and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, bro.
It's possible.
It just won't be as entertaining.
Doyle's falling asleep.
Technology. I'm not falling asleep anymore. Technology.
You kind of are still acting like you're falling asleep.
I'm tired.
You're definitely drugged. Doing this a bunch.
No, I don't feel it anymore.
Yeah, but you are.
But you are. We'll watch the tape.
On that note.
We'll watch the tape.
Review the film.
On that note, we got to go review the film to make sure that Doyle was falling asleep.
And I'm going to go watch the Broncos third movie play. Definitely
was. This has been episode 170 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You, of course, can find us
got you,
here on Facebook. Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, all those different places. You can find information about all of that at TOTLB.com, where you can also purchase our boudoir calendar for 2020. Be sure to check that out.
Or to become a Patreon subscriber as well.
Yes.
Although I think it's too late to get the calendar.
Well, it's
right.
Too late now.
Patreon.com.
But next year you might get a calendar.
I think we will. Because I think we're going to do the shoot like way earlier in the year too.
I think in June or July. Probably June.
We'll give ourselves more time.
Because July is a lot of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Both Comic-Cons are
in July. But look forward to a 2021 calendar.
I think you're going on vacation in July.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure what happens. So.
What do you mean?
Go Broncos, says
you
Alicia.
Vacation?
My whole life is structured and planned around my wife, not me. So
oh, that's kind of sad.
It's not true. It's not sad. It's just it just is.
Sad.
It's easier for me to plan if she plans it. So
is the boudoir calendar a pop up? It is not.
I could get
you a pop up if you want one, AJ.
I cut it up.
It'd be a little cheaper.
What's a pop up?
Just one that sits on your desk.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Oh, I thought it meant like a pop-up book, like each month. I don't know why.
I thought that's
what he wanted.
I think that's what he means, because he said, because if not, opportunity wasted.
I guess it could be what he means.
Pop-up, like a pop-up book.
Generally, the pop-up or stand-up calendars sit on your desk.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he means.
I mean, I'm with you. I
think he means, like, I want to open the calendars and...
Like, boobs.
AJ, you need to buy a calendar. $10 is, it seems a little, the shipping is what it is. Like, we were both looking that day, and I couldn't find anything that was like super cheap for an oddly sized calendar.
There's not calendars on the market that are less than like $20.
No.
Uh-oh. And you're going to be getting our calendar for right around that.
Yeah.
With shipping.
I agree.
Yeah, grab her.
She chooses death.
She does it on the bed a lot. But that's a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
AJ, buy a calendar. Anybody else listening, buy a calendar.
Unless you're
I know that Ree, you should buy a calendar.
Don't go out. Ree,
where are you? Where do you live? Maybe you should be in the next calendar.
I think she lives in a different country.
I have no idea.
We will fly you out if you pay for it. And you will be in the next calendar.
Or, and this is a novel idea, she could just take her own pictures and send it to us.
Which would cost.
Which we were trying to do with Albie.
A lot less money.
We were trying to do with a couple of people, but they kind of got weirded out about it.
Albie's too sad and alone.
It's harder to do than I think you think.
Well, you have more power over it, though, than our two-hour window. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you could get a pretty good picture.
Going to Disneyland by himself.
Wow.
You could have taken a picture with Mickey.
He wouldn't do it. He would not do it.
He wouldn't do it with Mickey. Buy some pins and I'll buy a count.
All right. Done.
I do need another weed one.
Done.
Tell me how much it is. I'll kick you the cash. So.
Yeah, done and done. Now, if I go buy pins and you don't buy a fucking calendar...
I've
bought shit from you in the past. Side note, AJ, a bundle.
He'll poop in his hand and throw it at you.
Yeah, I will. I'll mail it to your house.
Who's this AJ?
AJ,
he's the guy that does the.
I don't know if you've ever met AJ.
Pop cult pins.
Yeah.
He does like these laser engraved wood pins. They're really cool, actually.
That's why he started talking about lasers.
Are they lacquered?
They can be, I assume. But he made us coasters that I bought. He's made us some pins that we bought.
I don't want a splinter from my pin, bro.
You don't want what?
Splinters from my pen.
Oh.
Oh. No, they're finished. I don't remember being lacquered.
He does good work. I just didn't think he was doing it anymore because he moved.
I mean, you can...
He says he'll smack you down with some nunchucks. Why do I keep saying nunchucks?
I don't know.
Nunchucks. Like, I don't know how to say
nunchuck. Is it nunchuck?
It's nunchuck.
It's nunchuck.
Yeah.
I think it's like nunchucky or some bullshit like that in Asia.
I like how you totally just called their language bullshit. It's like nunchuck or some bullshit Asia.
No, in a where they were, they came up with them.
I know.
Where was that again?
I think in Asia.
You think in Asia?
I think so. I
think two sticks tied together with some chain or string, that's an Asian invention?
I think it's an Asian invention because of martial arts, not because of the two
sticks. You think martial arts is an Asian invention? Pretty sure it comes out of the Africas.
AJ said it's like none your business.
None your business. So, AJ, you need to buy a calendar.
And we'll buy some pins.
Yes. Even though I have already bought pins from you. So, I don't think we're even yet. So, buy a calendar.
We won't make your commercial.
No, like on the phone commercial, like a fast one.
Like, buy these pins.
Yeah.
TOTLB, bitch.
We believe in AJ's pins. If you want to ride like a super freak, you can also use AJ's pins. See, we got script right there.
No, they're not pins. They're like pins.
I know.
Not a pen.
I know. I'm just saying for the stupid video.
Nunchaku. That's what I thought. I was pretty close.
Barbecue and foot massage.
All right. We've been closing
this
for like 10
minutes. This is episode 170 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm pretty sure we went around the table already, but if not,
you could buy AJ's pins.
I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And that's my dog's
that's
freaking
the
out.
Stupid dogs.
Bye.
Bye. You have to stop it over there.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.